Well, our next presenter needs no introduction. One, because he's an expert and we all know him, but two, this is an encore presentation. So he's had an introduction once today, so I'm happy to welcome back to present to us Clyde Farrell.
Thank you, Bryn. Need to figure out how to move the slides here without using that clicker that gave me trouble before. Ooh, that didn't work. Well, I may have to use the clicker. Okay, we'll give it a try. Okay, I will start by saying to you that my paper for this presentation probably looks odd for an elder law course. And that may be because I had an odd beginning as an elder law attorney. From 1983 to 93, I was an Assistant Attorney General of Texas with the Consumer Protection Division. And part of my responsibility then was to file civil suits on behalf of the state against nursing facilities that failed to live up to the federal and state requirements for quality of care. In that time, several patterns emerged that I must share with you now. There was a predictable pattern that residents with incontinence would be allowed to lie in their own wastes for hours, sometimes days. That led to pressure sores, that led to infection, that led to deep loss of tissue down to the bone sometimes. And that led to amputations. And there were times when there were facilities that had several cases of that kind of a situation with amputations and deaths all at the same time. So that's what brings me to you today, to help make you aware that and things are not any better now. I hope my paper demonstrates that. And this is a reality that we all need to be aware of, and we need to share with our clients in an appropriate way at the appropriate time with the appropriate client. And I came to believe from studying and research that I've done, that the major cause of this sort of thing happening and continuing to happen over the decades is underfunding of the Medicaid program. Until 1997, we had a federal law that required the states to fund nursing home care with sufficient funding to pay the reasonable cost of that care to the nursing home. That law was in effect when I was doing the work we're talking about now. But the legislature would not obey it easily. They had to be sued over and over by the nursing home industry to keep the rates from going down. And as soon as the law was taken away in 1997, what the state paid nursing homes for Medicaid went down. Over the years, it stayed around what it is now, about 81% of the actual cost, the cost to the nursing home of providing care to Medicaid residents. Now, obviously, nursing homes can't operate at that. So where does the other money come from? Well, obviously, it comes from the private pay residents who are in those facilities. And so I have to tell clients, if you go to a Medicaid nursing home and you're paying privately, you're subsidizing the Medicaid program. If you're able to not go to a Medicaid program, if you're able to go to a program that doesn't subsidize the Medicaid program that way, to a facility that doesn't subsidize the Medicaid program, then all of your money is going to the facility.